for educators on a mission to create welcoming and culturally inclusive learning spaces by prioritizing equity, the Culture-Centered Classroom Podcast is for you. I'm Jocelyn Hubbard, host of this podcast, but also your partner and coach on this journey. I created this podcast to support you each week by sharing information and inspiration for implementation. All right, let's jump into this episode so we can get closer to accomplishing this mission that supports every student every day.
From door decorating contests to class projects to festival fun nights, schools are finding some really creative, innovative, engaging, and informative ways to share and celebrate the variety of holidays that are celebrated not only in the United States, but around the world during the winter months. I would like to support you in this by offering a few tips for consideration. So the first thing to think about as you are planning your winter holiday celebration, go ahead and jot down all the holidays that you are familiar with that take place during the winter months. Now, for me, off the top of my head, I can think of Diwali, winter solstice, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Christmas. There are others, but those are the ones that come to the top of my mind. Next, ask a few questions like, are all these holidays celebrated around the world? Because some may only be celebrated in the United States or in North America. Now, as you're thinking about if these holidays are celebrated around the world, are they celebrated similarly around the world, differently around the world? Next, think about what holidays are missing and decide how you're going to find out. Are you going to ask your students? Are you going to go to Google? Are you going to ask the community? Maybe send out a survey or a poll? And then once you have an understanding of all the different holidays, how are you going to break up this learning? The second piece of advice that I would like to put forward for consideration is for you to pull out a world map and chart the course. Now, this can be a physical or a digital map, but once you pull that map out, you're going to use some push pins or some, like, you know, those little tiny post-it notes that are like, I don't know, they're really tiny and slender that people often use in books to mark space, but something so that you can see, have a visual representation of what is present and what is missing. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're thinking about which of these holidays are celebrated when and where. For example, Hanukkah is celebrated on multiple continents and in multiple countries around the world. So you're going to break up the learning by continent and country among students or student groups. After you have considered this for each of the holidays that we mentioned, you're going to step back and observe the map. I would like for you to notice which continents and countries are represented. Just as an aside, oftentimes the continent of Africa is lumped in as a country, even though it is the second largest continent on the planet. So I want you to consider, is every continent represented with this project? And then are there multiple countries that are being represented? Because if you're looking at Africa and only Nigeria is included, well, that's not enough. We need to step back and say, oh my gosh, there are multiple countries on the continent of Africa that celebrate a variety of holidays. So let's make sure that we are including as many as we possibly can. Now, the other thing to consider as you're looking at this map and kind of charting your course is to think about which holidays are connected to a religion, and then think about representation in that manner. Is there representation from as many religions as possible? And I want to emphasize as possible, because there may not be a holiday to include.
For example, Muslims do not always celebrate a holiday connected to their religion in the winter months. This is something I recently learned, and by recent, I mean like a couple days ago. So I'm actually editing this podcast episode to include my new learning. The celebration of Ramadan is at different times each year. The Muslim holidays follow the lunar calendar. Because of this, Ramadan moves back about 11 days each year. So every 30 years or so, Ramadan lines up with Kwanzaa and Christmas. Cheers to new learning, right?
Another thing I want you to consider as we are charting our course is a community presence. Okay, so you're thinking about all these holidays, you've got them marked down, and you are doing your best to represent and to have your students represent what this holiday means. But if there is no one or very few people on staff or amongst your student population that actually celebrate this particular holiday, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to the community. There is likely a community group either locally or one that you can get in contact with that would be able to offer you some knowledge and insights on appropriately sharing about the holiday. Fourth piece of advice is to think about how this celebration as a whole is inclusive or non-inclusive for different groups of people. So let's say that you are deciding to do a door decorating contest. You have the community come in and they have the opportunity to walk through the school and view each of the different doors. Or maybe you have the gym transformed into a winter wonderland where you are featuring all these different holidays, or maybe each classroom is transformed to represent different holidays in different countries around the world. That's fantastic. I mean, that sounds so exciting. I'm actually getting excited just thinking about that opportunity for my children in their own schools. But think about the different populations of people that you want to be able to participate in this activity. Is this celebration inclusive for people with neurodiversity, with physical uniquenesses, and maybe some of the invisible disabilities? Creating a space that allows as many people to participate in the learning is the goal. Considering space for wheelchairs or people that are on crutches. Consider a separate, quieter learning environment or a quiet hour for those who either A, just do not enjoy being in louder spaces, or for those that they really physically cannot engage and that they will not be able to fully appreciate the learning in that louder environment. Also consider interpreters or students who are willing to learn a portion of a presentation in sign language or some other language that you know people in your school community are going to be speaking. My fifth and final piece of advice for you to consider is thinking about the way that you have students and others engage with the learning. Comparing and contrasting is an effective strategy, and it is one that is used often when seeking to be most effective and really allowing people to engage with this learning with the least amount of bias. To be most effective, you really want to be mindful of the quote-unquote gaze. You may have heard this word used in connection with phrases like the white gaze or the Christian gaze. Essentially, this means you are viewing the people group, language, food, music, etc., through a quote-unquote standard that is set by whiteness or by Christianity, and that can be harmful because the people, the food, the music, it was not created with whiteness or Christianity in mind. It was designed as an expression in and of itself. Saying things like, "How is this holiday the same as Christmas?" is not best practice. Instead, consider saying, "How is light used in each holiday celebration?" Or, "What role does food play?" Or, "What foods are eaten during this celebration?" These are better questions for critical thinking and discovery, and honestly, they help to reduce some of the bias that may be introduced when you compare in a very specific way with a specific gaze. Now, of course, we all come in with our beliefs and our behaviors and ways of being and our kind of understanding of what is right or wrong or what the standard is, but we don't want to perpetuate that by phrasing the question in such a way that we set one holiday in an elevated space over the others. In a couple weeks, I will be sharing a guest interview that I did with Aditi Wardhan Singh. She is the author of the book Sparkles of Joy, which shares about and celebrates three winter holidays, Diwali, Christmas, and Hanukkah. It is a fantastic book and I highly recommend it. I will make sure that I put a link in the podcast notes so that you can grab that book and share it with your students. It's a phenomenal resource that you can use as a foundational piece of introducing your students to multiple holidays that are celebrated around the world. All right, my friend, keep seeking joy, affirming culture, prioritizing equity, celebrating diversity, and striving for liberation through learning every single day. Ready to gain clarity on your equity journey? Head to customteachingsolutions.com/theroadmap to get a free resource that will give you the scoop on creating a welcoming and culturally inclusive classroom that prioritizes equity. I truly appreciate you coming back week after week to listen to this show, and it would mean the world to me if you would add a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and if you would share this show with a teacher friend so you can elevate together.